Hormuz has been shut 89 days. Brent is still at $94, and US and Iran sent contradictory signals in the same news cycle. What does that leave for today?
Cautious, Iran watch. Range 23,750 to 24,300. GIFT Nifty is up just 23 points at 23,930. Flat, no conviction gap. The VIX collapsing to 1498 tells one story. Hang Seng down 1% and Kospi down 1% tell the opposite.
You said contradictory signals. Trump ruled out sanctions relief and threatened Oman in the same cycle. How fragile is the deal optimism trade?
Very fragile. The overnight rally rests on unconfirmed signals. Trump ruled out sanctions relief and appeared to threaten Oman within hours of deal chatter. Any formalized incompatible position from either side reverses that rally asymmetrically. The downside move is faster than the buildup was.
Brent at 94 is already 60% above pre-war levels. What's that doing to OMCs and aviation specifically?
India routes roughly 60% of crude imports through Hormuz. That exposure is live every single session. HPCL and BPCL carry margin compression at $94 Brent with retail prices unchanged. Indigo carries the biggest ATF cost burden here. The strait has been shut 89 days and there is no relief date.
Fed's cook flagged rate hike readiness overnight. Does that change the RBI calculus or is this noise?
It is not noise. Cook's signal keeps the dollar index firmer. It printed 99.30 overnight. That narrows RBI's easing room directly. Rate-sensitive banks and real estate carry the exposure. HDFC Bank is already under a separate governance headline today, so that sector has two headwinds running simultaneously.
HDFC Bank. The probe flags a 45 crore internal payment described as camouflaged. Does that move the stock or is it too small to matter?
The rupee amount is small, but the governance framing is not. India's largest private bank, with an undissolved headline, carries FII sentiment swing risk this session. HDFC Bank denied the allegation, but the headline is live and FII flows are already in a second consecutive net sell session at minus 1847 crore estimated.
You mentioned VIX below 15. DII absorbed 2,100 crore yesterday. Does that floor actually hold while FII keeps selling?
DII is absorbing the supply. SIP at 32,000 crore a month is the structural floor. But VIX at 1498, diverging from Asian red, is an oddity worth watching. The Sensex had an intraday swing of 476 points yesterday. The closing print of 23,907 does not show that volatility.
AMCA Stealth Fighter RFP. Bharat Forge named alongside Tata and L&T. Real pipeline or headline noise?
Real pipeline. The Defense Ministry issued a formal RFP. This is not a letter of intent. Contract value is unquantified, but the program is multi-decade. Bharat Forge's Sparkline has been running up all week. L&T is the other Nifty adjacent listed name with direct exposure. Aluminium also hit a four-year high. Indalco and Nalco were both up 5% yesterday on war premium bid.
And the closing read?
The structural India thesis is intact. Mid-caps at record highs, DII flows unbroken, VIX printing below 15. But the war is the overhang, not the verdict. US and Iran are simultaneously sending peace signals and firing missiles. Markets that rallied on deal optimism overnight are one Trump threat to Oman away from reversing. The FOMC June 17th SEP meeting is 20 days out. If Brent holds above $90 into that window, Fed dots shift hawkish and FII flows face a second headwind. The near-term question, can 23,900 hold while the Hormuz binary resolves? Until it does, this session is about position management, not direction calls.